Today's Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi, the second volume, is Daf Chaf Hei Omid Aleph, and we're starting Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, which deals with the dinim about a Sefer Torah that has a mistake in it and other dinim of a Sefer Torah. The Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Ein Korin B'Torah B'Pachos Me'asor Gedolim B'nei Chorin. In order to take out a Torah and read from the Torah, in order to have laning, you need to have 10 men above the age of Bar Mitzvah. Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Aleph explains that this is a Dovah Shebikdusha, the Ein B'Pachos Me'asor, and every Dovah Shebikdusha, every holy thing that requires a minion, must have a minion of adult males above the age of Bar Mitzvah in order to be able to do this Dovah Shebikdusha. This is based upon the Pasuk, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, I will sanctify myself, I will make myself holy, b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And this is the famous Gzei Shava toch toch. It says over here, b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and it says, hibadu mitoch ha'ida hazos, by korach, and as eida, it says, separate yourself from this eida, mitoch ha'ida hazos, and eida, and in Eda, we learn that out from the Meraglim, in Eda is 10 people. So this Gzei Rishava, Toch, Toch, Eda, Eda, over here teaches us that a Dovah Shebikdusha requires 10 adult males above the age of Bar Mitzvah. The issue footer number one points out that in this situation, according to many, you must have all 10 people listening to the Torah. It wouldn't be enough, for example, like in other situations where somebody could be sleeping or not following along, but just be there. Here you need all 10 because the Kriya was set up for the Tzibur to listen to it and not just to have a minion of people present. Sifkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says they have to be Gedolim, as opposed to Lafu Kiketanim Sheibchusim Yirgim of Yom Echad, under the age of Bar Mitzvah. That's no good. And even Vafagav the Kotun Mashlam and Minyan Shiva, even though technically a Kotun could be one of the 7 Aliyos, as we'll learn in Siman Reish Pei Beis, although we don't practice this Lamaisa, nevertheless, we call Mokom Eno Mashli Asar, but he can't count towards the 10 people. Even if you're going to give him an Aliyah, according to that opinion, it says he could get an Aliyah, he still can't be counted towards the Minyan. You need to have a full 10 Minyan people there, not including the Kotun. The issue for the number 2 brings down the famous question about what happens if a katan can hold the Sefer Torah. So he brings down from the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozan Zatzal, that even according to that opinion, it says you can sometimes count a katan for the 10th person in a minion under very, very specific select situations, which we discussed in the past. He said that doesn't apply to laning. Although Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Yigros Moshe disagrees, and he says, Ein lechalik, in those rare situations where you can count a katan towards the minion, so then you could also count it over here as well for laning. When is that rare situation? So we've discussed this in the past. It's really talking about a minion kavua, a set minion that for whatever the reason today doesn't have a minion unless you include a 10th person there who is a katan, and you'll destroy the minion. People won't come back to the minion. So under those rare situations, there are some poskim that would allow you to include a katan in the minion. That's not for our discussion right now, but that is an interesting halacha. Mishneh Berurah and Sifkat and Gimel says they have to be b'nei chorim, lafuki avodim, as opposed to today something which we don't have, which are avodim. The Mechaber continues in the writes, if you started off with 10 people and then one of the 10 in the minion had to leave and he left the shul, so then you're still allowed to finish off that particular part of the laning that you're in. We'll see what this means in a second. And the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Dalit explains, if they just started the bracha of baruchu, so then lo have haschola bezeh. The Prima Gadim explains that that's not called the haschola. We've already learned this halacha previously. The Prima Gadim, as brought down in Dirshu Fudah number 3, reminds us that when we had said earlier some dinim about whether if a kohen was not in the room and Yisrael started to make the bracha and he just said baruchu and then the kohen walked in, so that's not called that he started the bracha. You let the kohen go up there and can make the bracha and get the kohen's aliyah. And similar situations in other places where we see that baruchu isn't fully counted as having started. So to over here, if you had the minion and he said baruchu, but then the minion left, so you only have 9 people, so you didn't really start the bracha, shebracha banu, that's not called having started, and then you can't continue in that situation because you don't have the minion. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Hei writes, V'yotzu miksason, u'b'nishtayru ruban. You're still talking about that you have the majority left. Here it means a straight majority. Dainu shisho sagi. It's enough to have 6 left. V'lo b'inon ruba d'minkar. You don't need a recognizable majority, which the issue footnote number 4 reminds us is 7, as we'll learn in the halachos in Kuf Tzadi Zayin, in regards to how many people are needed to have eaten in regards to benching with 10. Don't think that the person who's leaving, though, is left off scot-free. He's leaving, and it's not nice. Those that leave in the middle of the laning, that's not nice, even though technically they can continue the laning because they started it. So even though there's now only 6, 7, 8, or 9 people there, the person who left is considered incorrect and improper, unless he, of course, had extenuating circumstances. He's running out for atzolah call, he's a doctor or something like that. So, of course, he's allowed to leave. He should leave. But we're talking here about somebody who wants to go out and get a cup of coffee because he just decided he wants a cup of coffee. So that person is called Va'ozi Hashem Yichlu. He says, Va'af ben Garva LaGarva also, even going out in between the Elias to have no longer dominion there, so that's wrong. The only time it's permissible to leave in between the aliyahs, Hanudavka Binishara Rasar, that's when you have 10 people besides you. So if you leave, you're not hurting them in any way. In Sivkat and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Gomrim, you're allowed to finish over here in this situation. Hainu Bechol Kol HaShlosha, it means when you say you finish it, it means on a weekday, on Monday or Thursday, you finish all three aliyahs of the Leni. Even though you're in the middle of Kohen's aliyah, you can still do Levi and Yisrael. On a Yontif, even though you just started Kohen's aliyah, you can do all five aliyahs that you're mandated to do on a Yontif. And on Shabbos, you can do all seven of the aliyahs, Kol Shiva Kruim. However, in all of these situations, Avalo Yosef Alzeh, you're not allowed to make Hosafos in this situation. And you're allowed to say the Yom Kaddish Shachar Kri, even though there's only nine people left now, since you started off Beheter, so you're allowed to finish here, and finishing includes saying the Kaddish afterwards. However, he brings down, Avol Maftir Lo Yikra, but they don't call up a separate person for Maftir. Do Inyan Acher, that's considered already a separate series, a separate part of the davening, and you don't have a minyan when you're starting the Maftir. Lo Nigra Bosha Kriyas HaTorah, we don't say, well, by Kriyas HaTorah you did, so also by Maftir. And certainly, because you can't, and certainly you're not allowed to make the brachos on the Haftorah, and to say the Haftorah in the Navi, as is normally done after the laning here, you did not start the Haftorah with a minion, so you can't finish or say the Haftorah without a minion. Then he brings down the Yeshikasu, Shemikom Makum Tov Lomar Haftorah Benavi, below Birchosea. But he says it's a good idea, there are those they recommend, he brings us down the name of the Prima Gadim, according to the Magen Avraham, that you should say the Haftorah, albeit without the Brachos, because you can read the Haftorah, that's not a problem. Ubaftorah Nami Dino Hachi. And the halach is by the haftorah the same way. If you started off the brachos of the haftorah, you had 10, and then somebody had to leave, so then gomrim lomar haftorah im brichosel, then you can finish the entire haftorah and say the brachos afterwards, sha'achar kach. In the Shaar Tzion, Sivkat and Hay brings down, as opposed to lafuki medayin lo'uskilo brachos, if you didn't yet start the haftorah, even though you read maftir, av shakar the Torah maftir, uberach le'achreah b'yasar v'yotzor achach mi'chotzoson. So you had the maftir with 10 people, and now you're about to start the haftorah, and somebody has to leave, so then in this situation, we don't say the brachos of the haftorah. You should read the haftorah, but without the brachos, as brought down by the Shaar Yefrayim. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, im kasu kol chumash levado. In those days, they didn't always have all the Sifrei Torah with all five chumashim. They would sometimes write just bereishis, or just shemos, as a regular rolled up scrolled parchment. Afilu biglila kisefer Torah, even though it's rolled up like a regular sefer Torah, but it's only 1/5 of the Torah, it's only a chumash and kornbo. You can't use that to read on Shabbos to make the brachos of laning. Unless, actually, you call chamisha, chumashim, tefurim biyachad, unless you had all five of the chumashim all wrapped together, tied together, like we have in a real sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin explains Ein Kornbo Mibnei Kovod HaTzibur, because it's not considered proper Kovod HaTzibur that you don't have an entire Sefer Torah. And in the Shaar Tzion, the Chofetz Chaim adds, and he explains that this is based upon the Gemara, V'hainu Shelo Yomush Ein Lohem Sefer Torah Shlema V'zeh Genai Lohem. He brings down in the name of the Levush that this is based upon the fact that they'll say, what a Tzibur is this, that they don't even have an entire Sefer Torah, they only have one Chumash of the Sefer Torah, and therefore would be a Pagam on the cover of that Tzibur. The Ramah adds, Hagah, he says, V'heim k'suvim b'glila k'sefer Torah. He's talking here, even though they're written in a way that a regular Sefer Torah is written. However, our chumashim, avu chumashim shalanu, we have books, published books, afilu kol chamisha sfarim yachad, even though you have an entire Tanakh, you have an entire chumash with you that has all the chamisha chumashi Torah in there, ain levarach aleim. You certainly can't take a regular atzkol chumash and go up there and lane from that with the brachos of the laning. It brings down a whole slew of rishonim that hold like this. However, but if there is a Sefer Torah there, you just don't have a person who can lane from it. There's nobody there that knows the trap. We discussed this in yesterday's shir. Ra'isi, so the Ramah says, no agim shashliach tzibur kori min achumish min yikud, that you do have somebody going and laning from a chumish with the proper trap. Va'ole kore, and the person who's getting the aliyah, he reads after him, achrav min haSefer Torah kosher, from the Sefer Torah that's kosher. He didn't know how to read it on his own, but when he hears the person reading from it beforehand, from a chumish, he can then lane for everybody from the Sefer Torah properly. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Ches writes, avo b'chumashim shalonu b'chulei, ar chumashim d'ha eino b'glila. They're printed, they're published things that aren't rolled together. V'chein einon tfurim b'gidin, they're not connected one page to the other with the sinews that a Sefer Torah is connecting one cloth to another cloth. V'lo b'cloth, and they're also not written on real cloth. The whole din Sefer Torah, they're not written the way a Sefer Torah is written. That's why we're not allowed to use them, even though they're a complete chumish, even though it has all the chamisha chumshe Torah in it, you're still not allowed to use it to lane with the bracha. Sivkat and Tes, ein levarach aleim, you're not allowed to make a bracha on such a type of Sefer Torah. or be Yishuv she'en lehem sefer Torah. He's talking about a small community that doesn't have a sefer Torah. So what should they do? Should they just skip the laning? So he says, no. In this situation, nachum likros b'chumashim below bracha. Take out an art scroll chumash and have somebody read, have the Baal Kori read from the art scroll sefer the entire laning for that week without brachos. Shelo tishtakach Torah's kriya. So you shouldn't forget that there's such a thing called laning. And he says, you don't call up people to get an aliyah like you would to normally get an aliyah by the Sefer Torah. What should you do? Shliach Tzibah should just go read it out loud for all the people in the shul. Sivkan Yud, Va'ola Kore, the person who gets the aliyah reads, but he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's not the best idea. Let somebody else read from the Chumash silently, and let the person who's the regular Baal Kore, Vashliach Tzibah Kore Achrov Misefer Torah Kosher, let him be the one to read, because Mishum Diyesh Anoshim Shein Yodim Likros B'Nigun Utamim, Vafilu Makrin Osam, because if you just call up anybody to go and do that, they're not necessarily going to know how to do it properly. Even if somebody just slains it privately, silently in front of them with the Chumash, they may not be able to do it. Therefore, it's best lochein makrin lashliach tzibah. Better to have the regular Baal Kori, even if he doesn't know the laning, to have somebody else read it in front of him and have him be the one to go and lane it for the entire tzibah, because mistami, he'll know trop, he'll know how better to do it than any stam person just going up there. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, in regards to the Haftorah, he brings down from the Bir Halacha that if you didn't do the Torah laning properly, you still would be allowed, according to the Prima Gadim, to lane the Haftorah with all the brachas, because you do have a minion over there, so just the fact that you don't have a Sefer Torah doesn't mean you can't do the Haftorah. However, he brings down from Kiva Eger that that's not correct, that if you only had a Chumash and you lane from a Chumash, so then you're not allowed to go read the Haftorah with the brachas of the Haftorah. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Afilu bak yifarim, even in small villages, she'ein nimtzulem sefer Torah kosher, but they don't have a sefer Torah that is a kosher sefer Torah, ein mevarchim olav. They are not allowed to go and make brachos on the laning that they're going to do. They'll never hear the laning. They don't have a sefer Torah, but nevertheless, they should lane from a chumash, but they're not allowed to go and make brachos on that laning. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Aleph explains, Hainu, Bein Chumashim Hasuyim Beglila Hanisko B'Sif Beis. This is whether they have only one-fifth of a Sefer Torah. They only have, let's say, Chumash of Bereishis there, all written together like a Sefer Torah. Or, Ubein Sefer Torah Shlema, El Sheish Bo Psul. Or they do have a full Sefer Torah, but it has psulim. It has incorrect areas within it that make it not a kosher sefer Torah. In either of these two cases, ein mevarchin olav. They're not allowed to go make the brachos on such a sefer Torah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Yud Beis. Zehu dasa mechaber. This is, in fact, only the opinion of the mechaber. Da'afilu b'shasat chakin levar, who holds that even under these extenuating circumstances where this small little village doesn't have a sefer Torah and they're never going to be able to lane with the bracha, nevertheless, they still shouldn't lane here with the bracha. He says, however, in tomorrow's shiur, ayin lekamen b'siv dalid b'hagah, the Ramah in tomorrow's siv dalid will tell us, b'sofu, towards the end of this siv, the heavy b'zeh shtei deos, that he'll bring down actually two opinions over there, and he says, ayin sham in the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll have this discussion of Mishnah Sam more in detail tomorrow. The issue footnote number 5 brings down an interesting question that we had asked previously and had discussed when we were learning about Dvarim Shebekdusha. He says, once the 10th person leaves, we're talking about the situations where as long as you started with 10, even if the 10th person leaves, you're allowed to finish off that segment of the davening or that segment of the laning, as we just said. So when the 10th person leaves, does that give heter to the 9th person to also leave? So he brings down the Bir Halacha. We learn this in Simin Nun Hey. Le'inyan Tzibur Sheshchilu Lomar Kaddish Shekdusha Biasara. The Tzibur started off saying Kaddish Shekdusha when they did have 10 people present, and one of them had to leave. So we said you're allowed to finish, but he brought down there the Sofek Yesh L'Stapek in Mutu Gam L'Chiyah Lelech. Does the 9th person now have any problem in leaving? Does this concept of Ozvi Hashem Yichlu, that those leave God, they'll be destroyed, does that apply to the 9th person also? Me'achar Shebelav Hochi Kfar Ein Asara L'Yashua Sashchina, because the 10th person caused the Shechina's presence to be diminished. By him leaving there, they don't longer have a minion. The Shechina's presence is diminished. So the 9th person, he's not causing them to stop laning. They're allowed to lane anyway. And he's not causing any further diminution of the Shechina's presence because that already happened when the 10th person left. So he's left with the Tzorachin. You're certainly allowed to go finish the Kaddish, the Kedusha, or overhear the laning. So he says, maybe in this situation, the curse, so to say, of Ozvi Hashem Yichlu doesn't apply to the 9th person, to the 8th person who leave. The Bir Halacha in Dibra Maschil B'Pachos Me'asara says, look in the Chayi Adam, and he says he's mistopic over there. He has a question. Im Yesh Eze B'nei Adam Shelo Shalmu Akriya, if there are people that haven't yet heard the laning, Im Mutu Likros Od HaPam B'Shalom, you have people that missed the laning. They came late. Now they want to have, let's go read the laning again for them. So are you allowed to do this or not? Maybe you're only allowed to have laning when you have 10 people that need to hear the laning. But there's two guys that came late and they missed the laning. So eight other guys are willing to stay there and lane for them, so you'll have a minion. But are you allowed to do the laning again for only those two people that missed the laning? Verani go lechod, so the Chofetz Chaim says he was shown by a great person, should be meforish, beran. It states specifically in the Ran at the beginning of the first parak in Megillah, and there it's talking about the sugya of Megillah bizman akor and biyochid, that an individual is allowed to read the Megillah when it's in the right time. The beruban shalokaru sagi. There it says that if you don't have a minion of people that read it, you still can consider that having a minion, that it's allowed. As long as you have the majority of them that haven't read it, that would be acceptable. This concludes today's shir.